sweetest friends. The shiur should be a special schus from Jeremy Wernick Shlita, who's the inspiration behind these shiurim, and for his brother-in-law, my beloved friend, Mikey Bidnick Shlita. Bishad HaBracha Ba'atzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yideihem. We're learning this Fasemes, Tav Reish Lamed Aleph, the second Maimer. Darbo B'nei Yisrael V'yoshuvu. Tell B'nei Yisrael to go back. Go back towards Mitzrayim. Says this Fasem Seish Levar Tam Einyin Shisis Mitzrayim Hayanei Shelo Bahadraga. What's the reason? Why do they have to go back? So the answer is that Yitzis Mitzrayim was a Neis Shelo Bahadraga. It was not without, not a gradual Neis. It was just a sudden miracle. He Lishan, it was only temporary. V'ratza Hashem Yisbarach Shishar Gula Zubatzis Yisrael. Hashem wanted that this Gula should remain in the essence of the Jewish people. V'chein Ratzan Hashem Yisbarach Tam Nukol Yisrael. That's what Hashem always wants. That things should remain within us. Leitz Mitzo. Hasha, shein lachadim shein lashav. Asarach likbo abelibo achakach. She is snai gan beis hester. So first, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives us a time. Ein lachadim shein lashav. Says in Pirkei Avos, everybody has their hour. Everybody has their special time. Hashem gives us a special time, and then you have to be koveh afterwards in your heart that how are you going to act. You have to be koveh in your heart. How are you going to act afterwards when it's a time of hester? In other words, you have to establish now in this time of goodness of chesed, of light, how are you going to act when things get rough? So we had this moment of light, and now we have to go for the Shas Hester. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted not that it should be a gift that we left Egypt just because of Isharusa de la'ela. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wonderful gift to us, to Klal Yisrael, that he took us out of Egypt and he did all these wonderful miracles, but he wants it to become part of us. Things that just come from up above don't become part of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this whole experience to become part of Klal Yisrael. And therefore they cried out. What are they crying out for? Since they saw the Nefilos of Hashem that have no limit, why were they afraid? But now they knew that they have to be gover, they have to overcome on their own. And that's Pshat in the Medrash. Mechilta v'shalach. That they were in a sunnah medin, that this is a time that they have to be redeemed based on the midas hadin. They have to earn it. Now they were zochah to be nigal, to redeem bedin. So that's why they had to go back. First, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. Then he said, now I want you to go back. I want you to earn it. And the mitzvah are going to run after you, and it's going to be gevaldik. Everything Hashem does is l'tova. Your wonders and your thoughts are to us. The ratzon of Hashem was that the Jewish people should be redeemed al pi din, also al pi din, not only al pi chesed. First there was a nes, and that was a preparation for afterwards, and that should be al pi din. That's what the Jewish people said. Better we serve Egypt than die here. Pshat is, they were afraid that they wouldn't be able to overcome their own. They wanted to hang out in Mitzrayim a little bit more, and then they would have been roy on their own. It would have been easier. God promised, I'm going to take you out. So they wanted to stay there in order to be on the Madrega, that they're ready for it. Hashem wanted not that they stay in Mitzrayim and they earn it, but that first he does them a nes, and then after this nes, then they go and earn it on their own. Okay, and Zeish Lefarish, Masharmu Chazal, Eilu Masharmu Shtei Shabbos Nagal. If the Jewish people would keep two Shabbos, they'd be redeemed. And Shamati Me'adoni Avizikini Marv Rabbi Shehigit B'Shem Rabbi Shmelka. I hear from my grandfather, who said in the name of Shmelka, in Nicholsburg, that Shabbos Rishon, what's Pshat if they would keep two Shabbos? Why two? So first Shabbos is Hachana Shiyub Mosachol Avoida Karoi, that there should be a Hachana during the week, that they do the proper Avoda. Lios Achakach Shabbos Koroi, that afterwards they should have the proper Shabbos. Tzarech Lios Achari Me Avoda, because Shabbos has to be after the days of working. Vukanal, and this is exactly like our Yisod. Shabbos Rishon, whom Hashem Yisbaruch B'li Yisorus Lios Rimlis, that the first Shabbos is from Hashem. And there's no Yisorus Mitzideinu to earn it. The first Shabbos, God gives us as a gift. Just like the Neis, the first Neis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift. And then afterwards we earn it. That's the second Shabbos. Then we work 6 days. And then the second Shabbos is earned. The second Shabbos is from us. First Shabbos from Hashem. That's why two Shabbosis. That person has to learn from the light of Shabbos to the days of the week. In order that afterwards, Shabbos should be helped by the word, the days of the week. So in other words, the Sfasem is saying Sfas. Why do they have to go back? They had to go back in the direction of the Mitzrayim in order to earn the Geula. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nisim, and now they have to earn it. B'midas HaDin. And that's also Pshat in Shabbos. Shabbos Pshat is that the two Shabbos would be Negal, would be redeemed. We're going to be Emir Tashem B'Karuv. And the first Shabbos is the gift from Hashem. Then we work 6 days from the light of Shabbos. And then comes the next Shabbos, and that comes from ourselves. And then we're Zochet to the Geula. Next piece. Third shtickle, Tafresh Lamed Aleph. Omar Adoni Yavi Zikni Morev Rabbi. Adoni Yavi Zikni Morev Rabbi, my grandfather. Kedusharim Higid Parish Medrash Ma Titzak Beis Yerushas. It says in the Medrash that there are two Yerushas that Yitzchak gave. One is the Yaakov, he gave the kol Yaakov, and Esav, he gave the Adayim, the hands, the Adayim, the Esav. Yaakov is proud of his Yerusha, Esav is proud of his Yerusha. And therefore it says, Sakuv Hashem Shomea, cried and Hashem will listen. Lefishat Sakuv B'nai Yisrael Ayam, Shem Yitzchak B'nai Yisrael Hashem. They cried out to Hashem, and Hashem heard their tefillas. And he said to Moshe, Ma Titzak Eli, what are you crying? I already heard your tzaka. Da'aril b'nei Yisrael v'yisal. Tell b'nei Yisrael to go travel. Says this Vasemis. Ma perish medrash ma titzak. The perish of this medrash that we just read out. Beis Yerushas. These two Yerushas of Esav and Yaakov. Of the kol and the adayim. Ka'id Yaakov morim b'nei Yisrael dveikusam b'kol kol Yaakov. Through the kol, we're ma'orer, we arouse our clinging, our attaching ourselves to the kol kol Yaakov. To the spiritual root of Klal Yisrael. And then, when this ratzon is misaru, when this ratzon is aroused, then the question is matitzak. What are you crying out for? You don't need a tzak anymore. That's why Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, matitzak eila, because they've already been ma'orer the dveikus b'kol kol Yaakov. This is all done by the call. And that's Pshat. He's proud of his Yerusha. In other words, this, what's Pshat in Yerusha? Yerusha is that you're getting it from above, from a father, from a grandfather. So, here also, this is our Yerusha that we got. And we're proud of this Yerusha that we got from Yaakov Avinu, and it's mechaberas to the source. It's mechaberas to the source of Yaakov, of Kol Kol Yaakov, and Gavoa Gavoa. So from the call, from this voice that we cry out, we get to the Malam and Akol. We get to the higher, the root of the voice. We get to our spiritual root. V'divrei pi chacham chayin. So as always, Sfasemis is filled with Kabbalah, and he's just putting it in words that we can translate. But the idea is that when there's this ratzon of Bnei Yisrael to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we cry out, and then we're davek to the source of our we're davek to the call called Yaakov, the original call, the higher call. And this is very, very beautiful Torah, he says. Divrei pi chacham chen, the words of the chacham are charming, and the sfasayim yishak, our lips should kiss it. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu, I already heard your tzaka. Moshe Rabbeinu was never tzaka in the first place. What do you mean, I already heard your tzaka? Old Medrash, Terem Yikru, so the Medrash says, not that Hashem was saying, stop crying, he was saying to him, I already heard the cry. Moshe Rabbeinu never cried out in the first place. He said, "Matzitzak Eli," but Hashem already heard the cries of Bnei Yisrael. I already heard the cry, so you don't need to cry anymore. Old b'medrash tarim yikru. Before you cry out, it says in the medrash, anybody who does ratzon hamakom is mechaven his leiv to tefillah. He's heard in this world, and also he's heard lasid lavo. Shenamar vayoter mikru vani ene. So in this world, before you call out, I'm going to already answer you. And Lasid Lavo, you're going to speak, and I'm going to listen. So if you are mechavin your lev, if you do Ratzon Hashem, you're mechavin your lev, they're going to be listened to in both worlds, even before you cry out. In this world, it says already, Vahayotarim Yikr, even before you cried, I already listened. Nera perish kamashem muchan adam letzaka zarkar mechuvan. The ikar is not the actual tzaka. The ikar is to be muchan letzaka. Veshuv ein tzarach leguf tzakal. They didn't have to cry at all. Vezem matitzak shegiel lebuchinas tzaka. And that's pshat matitzak. What are you crying out when you got to the bechin of tzaka? In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're ready. You're ready to cry out. So you don't have to actually go ahead and cry out. The Jewish people cried. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard. But you don't even have to cry. The very fact that you're ready to cry, that's enough. So, in this Maamar, this Fasemis teaches us that when we cry out, then we connect ourselves to the source of our existence, to the source of the kol, to our spiritual source. It brings us to a much higher place. And Moshe Rabbeinu was told, what are you crying out, even though he hadn't even cried out yet, because just the rutzen to cry out, that already is already connecting us much higher. Just that feeling that we have, then you don't need the guf hatzak at all. Kvar shemati, this Fasemis writes here, kvar shemati tzakoscha, other perish in the medrash is tzakosam, I think that's the correct girsa. But either way, it was already heard. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to cry out. Matitzak Eila, there's no need to cry out because you're ready to cry out. And that's V'haya Terem Yikru V'ani Ashtan. I'm going to answer you even before you cry out. The Pasuk says, Tzak Libam in Eicha. Sa'akli bam el Hashem, their heart cried out to Hashem, to Tehillim. It says, Sa'akuv Hashem shomea, v'av shebelev, even though it's only in the heart, she'enu nishmaka mikol mokom Hashem shomea. Hashem hears, you don't even actually cry out. What, you think Hashem doesn't hear when you cry out from your heart? So you don't have to make the noise. Noise is only for people who need noise. To understand. So now we go to the fourth Maamar, that the Klal Yisrael is standing at the sea. One side is the sea, the other side is the Mitzrim pursuing them. They cry out to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu also cries out to Hashem. So in fact, as we said, in the Pasuk, it never says that Moshe Rabbeinu cried out to Hashem. It just says that Klal Yisrael did. But Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matitzak Eli. So the implication of Matitzak Eli is that Moshe Rabbeinu, even though the Pasuk didn't say so, but the implication is that there was a crying out of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ibn Ezra and the Ramban try to understand what's going on over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him what's going to happen. He said, let them camp over there by the sea. Parah is going to pursue them. And then Hashem v'kavda, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to get covered when the Egyptians are destroyed. So, we understand why the Jewish people are crying. But why would Moshe Rabbeinu cry? Why Hashem, the Pasuk never says explicitly that he cried, but it says in the Pasuk Matitzak, that would imply that he did. Why would he cry if he knew what was going to happen? So here we have a huge yisod from the Sfasemis. It's very, very important for Avodas Hashem, which is, all the Sfasemis is important for Avodas Hashem. He says, Makshim al tzakas Moshe Rabbeinu, Sevi Ibn Ezra Ramban, Makshim the fourth shtickle. Al tzakas Moshe Rabbeinu, Halal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ifticho, V'kavda she'kavda b'paro. Kodesh Baruch Hu promised him, I'm going to be glorified with Paro. Maybe the Jews didn't know. Maybe the Jewish people didn't know. He just told them to go back, but they didn't know. This Fasemis explains why Taki didn't he tell them. that Moshe Rabbeinu understood from Hashem's words that he shouldn't tell them. You can see there in the brackets. Hakoponim, that's what he's understanding, that the Jews didn't know, so they're crying out. Why is Moshe crying out? Moshe Rabbeinu lo matzak. That a tzaddik cries out even on what he's promised. Even if you're promised, you still have to cry out, because that's the way Hashem works. That's part of our pe'ula to Hashem. Well, the fact that they were saved through tefillah and tzedakah, that's the Yeshua that he was promised. That was when Hashem promised you Yeshua, he promised you a Yeshua that you cried out for. When they're saved through tefillah and tzedakah, that's the Yeshua Hashem promised. Of course you have to cry out. The only one who's really promised is somebody who understands that you need a tzedakah even after the avtacha. So that's a big yisrael, that even though we know something, we know we're going to be fine, we know Klal Yisrael is going to live forever, that doesn't mean we shouldn't still daven, that we should remain, that we should, Hashem should protect us from our enemies. Because the point of tefillah is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even if you're promised, you still have to daven. And when Hashem promises you, He's promising you, because the assumption is that you're going to daven. Maybe that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell the Jewish people, because he wanted them to cry out. If he's going to tell them, maybe they won't cry out. Hashmini es kolech. But Moshe Rabbeinu was going to cry out anyway. So him, Hashem told, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to share the Jewish people, because they might not cry out. But the yisod is that no matter what, even if you're promised, you still have to cry out to Hashem for the Yeshua. Okay, so obviously this is just three beautiful shtiklach, and there's so much more to do in this Fasemis B'chlal and Parshas B'shalach B'frat. So I hope Hashem gives us the koach and the moach and the simcha to do more. In the meantime, we should be zocha l'ilmod ulam ed lishma v'las l'kaim z'kol v'yisam l'toros v'bihavo. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and husbelavid friends.